Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. Heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, internationally, and imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Today's show, saying no to marriage. Oh, imagine receiving 65 proposals, but she never married. And I couldn't help but think of today's society. There are women that would be delighted to at least get one marriage proposal. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take us back to 1920s just for tonight or for today. But before I get into, this is a true story, by the way. She was called the Shy Bride. And then you'll find out only at the end of the show why she never married. Now, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You can email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Log on simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Be sure and click on all of the buttons and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same things found in the great soul songs written 400 years later, James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs in Shakespeare. Written and produced, Roger Plummer with Kathy Watson. It's an original. No one in the world has thought of pairing Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Oh, we'd love to entertain you. Our bags are packed. And when you watch the video, the contact information is there. However, my telephone number has changed, so you'll have to email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I will respond immediately. Now, click on books. Scroll down. The first book, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my au naturel, easy and fun methods and secrets. They're in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And let me tell you what is so exciting. I have to share this with you. I had an email from Life Extension, and they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. They're introducing Ageless Cell. Ageless Cell, it's a topical product, turns back the clock at a cellular and on a cellular level. I want you to know that it is secret number 7, the skinny on skin. Research and has shown that traumas, disappointments, tragedies, upset, they're recorded into your cell, like a sound wave is recorded into a cell. We age on a cellular level. I was so excited to hear about this. If you want to find out more, you could email generalquestions@lifeextension.com. Do you want to find out more about the company? I've been with them since 1980. www.lifeextension.com. it shall be my pleasure to answer any questions that you have about life extension. Well, that was 37 years ago. They saved my face. How I saved my face, that's also in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It is an original, and you can only get a copy by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It's a soft copy, soft hardness, soft copy, and it's an ebook. However, it's modest price. So get in touch with me. Yes, we can live longer and better. And I'm the torchbearer. My mission and passion is to change the perception of aging in America. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, intellectualized, but never, ever glamorized. I'm a fashionista, and I don't care what your age is. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said, oh, most people, when they reach middle age, just stop visioning where they want to go. What is that? Raymond Charles Barker, what has that got to do with it? What has age got to do with it? We have scientists. We have the Life Extension Foundation that is working feverishly, night and day, to extend your life. But they want to extend the quality of your life. What good? And now really be with me here. And if you have a comment, please call in 347-637-3789. Now, this is a visual. This is a visual. All right, you're past 65, 75, you're approaching 80, 90. It's a marvelous time of life. We're role models. But how could you possibly enjoy it if you're sitting in a rocking chair in a wet diaper in a nursing home that I applaud? Our bodies and brains don't age. We do by our choices. Do you get it? We do by our choices. And our lovely, dynamic diva and heiress and socialite knew that the quality of her life depended on her choices. So why did she say no to marriage? You could call in 347-637-89. Now, back to the books. The Elixir of Youth is available by contacting Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We went through the abyss. We wanted you to transform and renew your mind by reading the book. It's available at authorhouse.com. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Oh, Ex Libris and Amazon.com. The Journey, Traversing the Maasai Mara and the Serengeti. Felicia, Philippe, and Rick, they come together. Now, this story, The Elixir and Choices, nonfiction, The Heart of the Lion, is nonfiction and fiction. So, you have to decide what is fiction and what is nonfiction. You'll love the story. You could read it in a day. And then the first thing you're going to ask yourself is there going to be a sequel? I will think about it. I want to see it become a movie. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, by David Ricklin. So 115 of us, hey, we care about you. We thought, well, let's share our failures. It's not a failure if you've learned from it. Oh, I've had all kinds of challenges. And I always think of it as, well, Kathy, this is another dimension of your life that you have to discover, you have to explore. so that you can move higher on the path of life, on the path of life which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. I want to soar with the eagles, not run with the herd. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. With the 101 Great Ways, I'm Chapter 3, Aging with Style, the Passionate Warrior. I have a passion about putting glamour back into our life. Why not? Why can't you be a fashionista? Who said you have to be lumpy and dumpy? It's all your choice. And you know what I've noticed? Men seem to have a more of an awareness of how they want to look as they age. Hey, all of my shows are geared for all ages, gender, and ethnicities. So don't be shy. Call in. 347-637-3789. It shall be my pleasure to traverse with you alongside, take you by the hand. Live with Kathy. We're going to do a little sidebar now. I love my sponsors. I really think of them as partners. And did you know that you could give a voice to your passion? Would you like another aspect of Live with Kathy? Is not only the opportunity for a 30 to 60 minute commercial for a minimum of 13 weeks, affordable, I could offer you a half hour show live. No commercials, it's your show. You're telling your story your way. You're the star. You're the promoter. You're the salesperson for your product, your book, whatever it is. Affordable, and it's yours. The show is archived, and you own it. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to see if we resonate with each other. Now back to my sponsors, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic, Shaping and Bridging the Future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of progressive and innovative incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on www.impact-net.org. Hey, iron workers, enjoy having estrogen on the job. You know, I married an iron worker, and he ran so many jobs, and I would ask him, well, how are the gals doing? And he said, Kathy, they're awesome. They get the job done. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by iron workers. U.S. and Canada and international. I've traversed the world. No matter where you go, if you see a structure, a tower, iron workers have been there. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. So my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It's always my pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. This is for you guys and gals. You have to qualify, so log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. It is a unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs, wire art sculpture, and leather works, hand-built, one-of-a-kind. To find out more, contact me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Craig McIntyre, our CPA. You need a little answer to an issue, financial? Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Hey, looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body on a cellular level. I told you earlier that we age on a cellular level. It's your body. You've got to take care of it. Cars get better care than your body does. Who's going to replace your body when you wear it out? Get the book, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. I told you that stress, trauma, and anger releases toxins into the body. They're all leading factors in premature aging and, in some cases, death. Oh, another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline and your life. Do you embrace in your self-talk TNT toxic negative thinking? This is a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. It's your life. On 1 to 10, what's the quality of your life and 10 being the best? Call in 347-637-3789. Live with Kathy. Ah, home-based businesses. Do you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Are you retired? Are you an entrepreneur, solopreneur? Oh, in the deep recesses of your mind, have you ever dreamed of starting your own business without having to invest huge capital? Well, there is a way. I was 25 years old when I started my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. I was in the world of fashion, strutting down the runway worldwide, wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. Hats by Kathy. Then I developed a business. A company. Once you've done this, you've got to know you could fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunity to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? You want to be your own boss, the CEO? And it's a marvelous learning tool for the children in your life. Remember, we are their role models. You're listening to Live with Kathy, saying no to marriage. Imagine reaching 65 proposals, but never married. We're going back to 1920. An heiress and a socialite was diagnosed as being shyness. This socialite left her three-time fiancé, a fellow Chicagoan, at the altar so often in the 1920s. Was it really shyness? We're going back. Okay, this is 2017 minus 1920. 97 years ago. Was it shyness? Oh, I have to go back to Nat King Cole. What a brilliant, what a loving and kind human being with the most magnificent voice. When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment that I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. So why didn't this heiress, socialite, why didn't she marry? Oh dear, excuse me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I did tell you that the show is archived. After the show, wait 20 minutes, log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on March 9th, 2017, saying no to marriage. This socialite was an international catch. Never in need of spousal support. So did she have an aversion to marriage? She said, you know, I'm not shy. She just felt she was free. But why didn't she marry? Why didn't she marry? Newspapers around the world, including the New York Times, carried her story. Why didn't she marry? Her love of life seemed abundant. She was, for example, fond of pirate parties, tango dancing with Romanian prince, and glinting lame gowns. Furthermore, she was the quintessential dollar princess, an heiress whose net worth made her an international catch. So when her daddy quizzed her about her aversion to marriage, he was a financier, she said, he quoted, that she was simply having too delectable a time playing the field to settle down. Years later, she did tell a journalist, I did not marry because, and at the end of the show, I will tell you why she never married. Why did you marry? You still have time to call in, 347-637-3789. And just sharing this story with you, there's an element of sadness to it. Even though she was beyond rich, she never truly experienced life. You know, life beckons to all of us. And what it does, it clamors for us, to be you, just to be you. We should move boldly and expansively. And energy that is the life of the good God, whoever your higher power is ever seeking to come forth into greater expression in, as, and through you. Now, there are going to be times that you may experience the impulse of creative good within you as unsettling, and that's a good thing. Living in your comfort zone means it's safe for a while. Are you able to leave your comfort zone? You have to shift your strategies to accommodate change. But I want to tell you, while you're in your comfort zone, It eventually begins to chafe and confine. Is there a sense within you that you want to do more, be more, or embrace more? Do you want to love more? Do you want to marry? Do you want to find your soulmate? Meditate on the question of what the God, the good self is, that is your deep essence, that really wants to seek through you. So imagine when you're in meditation that you are completely supported and guided in this expression, and that nothing can go wrong. When you meet your soulmate, of course there are going to be little roads to traverse. In your mind's eye, I want you to rise up to meet every new step you take. Let yourself trust. You know what to do and how to do it. It's your contribution to life in your unique way. Are you going to be a solo guy or gal? Or are you going to say yes to finding your soulmate? Are you inspired to write a poem? Share it with friends? Start a business? Or do you just sit quietly and communicate, lifting your consciousness around you? In whatever way you desire to express, rise up to a fuller experience of your unique selfhood and say yes to the idea God, the universe, has for your life. You're always supported. So why didn't she marry? Oh, you know, it seemed perfectly a valid reason to have shunned the affections of so many men, although it was a luxurious position to be able to take. She was never in need of spousal support. 1927, her father died. She made the leap from heiress to outright rich in her own right. And she received another small fortune upon her mother's death in 1955. She had security. She had status. She felt that she wasn't shy, that she was free. But what about fulfillment? What's happening in your life today? Why she didn't become a Mrs.? It wasn't the Cartier sapphire engagement ring, nor the mountain of wedding gifts valued at a reported $100,000, nor the 1,000 well-heeled guests who showed up for the first ceremony. This is what the socialist told a journalist. I did not marry because I did not meet the right man at the right time, at the right place. At another point, she confessed, I have never been in love. And that's why this heiress, who had everything in life, didn't marry because she had never been in love. I think in the back of her mind, she knew that the guys that were pursuing her had in mind how fortunate and easy their lives would be if they married this socialite. So 65 proposals, heiress and socialite, diagnosed as being shy, simply did not marry because she didn't meet her soulmate. She had never experienced falling in love. What's your story about your love life? Until tomorrow, au revoir. Kathy Watson.